Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Dr. Hermine Hartman is with us. She is the founder of Indigo.com. And I know you're writing about Juneteenth this week, and you've got so many things to share and to say, but like all of you, you were rocked by what happened with the murder of Melissa Portman and her husband in Minnesota. Boy, that was devastating, wasn't it?
It was devastating and unbelievable, and are we still in America? You know, yeah. We're looking at Gestapo-type measures, and we can't have violence in America over political viewpoints. I read an article this morning in the New York Times to talk about the man who did the killing and the shooting, Bolter. Lisa, he's a minister. He's a pastor.
He's been going to Africa, countries in Africa, trying to spread the word.
He's been going to the Congo. And my goodness, I mean, is this where the ministry's going? Is this where the pastor's going? I mean, what on earth made him so angry? I understand he had a did not like abortions, and was his lineup of people he was going to have a negative approach to were people who were against abortion. For abortion. But you can't kill people because you don't believe what they believe, or we have disagreement, but particularly a pastor. Now, we're just finding out about this man. It's, you know, still a partial portrait. But he didn't look like he was angry. He's a policeman, attired. Somebody knocks on your door at 2:30 in the morning. What do you do? This is just very cautious alert time. And then the country is just angry and disappointed, I think, with Trump for some of the ill things that are being done. The parade made no sense. How much money did we waste? $45 million for what? You know, we're just just puzzled. What are we doing?
I don't know what we're doing, it's a sad state of affairs on everybody's part. It's just absolutely tragic. And the fact that, this guy, you said, had a list of people that he would approach negatively. He wanted to murder these people. He had a hit list of 70 people. And thank God that he knocked on the door of one and they weren't home, and he was at someone else's house and that didn't work out. But he succeeded in two homes, not only killing Melissa Portman and her husband Mark, but he shot the other legislator 9 times and shot his wife 8 times. And his wife literally had to throw her body on her 12-year-old daughter to shield her from bullets. I mean, it's just absolute craziness. And you would think that everybody would condemn this. But there's a senator from the state of Utah who has not only not condemned it, but basically poked fun at it, thought that this was something that he could create some internet fodder with and poke fun at, which is tragic because he too serves in the government, in the Senate.
I had not heard that aspect. I'd not heard that anybody who would poke fun at this is sickening.
It's just terrible. And they don't, you look him up. His name
government.
Is Mike Lee. He first posted the person identifying as murdering the Speaker of the House of Minnesota. He first posted a picture of him with that mask on, that skin-colored mask on. And he said, this is what happens when Marxists don't get their way. He posted that.
Then he followed
up with another post of the man's photo alongside a headshot, the masked photo, and then the real picture of Vance Bolter. And said, nightmare on Waltz Street. Obviously a reference to Minnesota Governor Tim Waltz, who was also on the list to be murdered.
Oh, my God. Lisa, how frightening. And what the result of this in the long run is we're going to frighten politicals not to run or right. not to run again, because it is so frightening and it's very real. It's just, it's frightening and unbelievable. But then on the other hand, it's very real. For the sake of God, there go I. My goodness.
Yeah, it's a very scary, dangerous time, it seems, especially for politicians. But I think it doesn't just happen on that level. At the No Kings protests, we saw someone again try and run down people with a car. We saw a shooting at the Utah protests.
Yeah.
But I think people are still going to stand strong in whatever their belief is. But let's hope they do it without violence.
That's right. Let's pray for that, without violence.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Let's debate it. Let's discuss it. But let's not kill about it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. Will you be writing about this? Will you be posting this on Indigo.com?
Yes. I got to get a grip. I wrote about Juneteenth, but it just seems so minor as compared to the tragedies that have happened over the week.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to reading your words. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Lisa. Having a great day.